Stock this is dictating on Kathleen Geyer. Kathleen, KATHLEEN, Kathleen. Geyer is GEIER. That's G as in George, GEIER, Geyer. Date of birth is 8/11/58. Date of visit is 6/11/25. Please make copy for Andrew Dill, D-I-L-L, Andrew. D as in David, Dill. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is obstructive sleep apnea and history of asthma. Next paragraph is bronchitis. This is a 66-year-old overweight female who has a history of multiple medical problems, including a history of hypertension and and a history of diabetes mellitus type 2 and atrial fibrillation and a history of chronic back pain with lumbar disc disease, as also a history for osteoporosis, asthma, and allergic rhinitis, and history for Guillain-Barré syndrome following COVID-19 and flu vaccines. Has been using a CPAP setup at plus 6 centimeter H2O pressure period. The patient has gained weight and she has been evaluated by cardiology and will be scheduled for atrial ablation procedure next month. She does complain of some leg swelling, shortness of breath with activity, and wheezing, and nasal allergies. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of hypertension and diabetes mellitus and asthma, and history for cholecystectomy, tonsillectomy, history of lumbar laminectomy, history of knee surgeries in the right, foot surgery bilateral, history for cardioversion and atrial ablation, and history for anterior cruciate ligament repair, the patient also has hyperlipidemia. Chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy. Next paragraph. Allergies, none listed. Next paragraph. Habits, patient is a non-smoker and drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph. Let's see. Family history. Significant for lung cancer in her father. And mother died of CHF. Next paragraph. System review of the patient has had weight gain, has fatigue. She has no cataracts or glaucoma. She has vertigo. And tonight urinary frequency, burning or hematuria. She has shortness of breath and wheezing. She has no abdominal pains but has reflux. No diarrhea, but has constipation. She has occasional chest pains and palpitations and leg swelling. And has depression and easy bruising. She has joint pains, muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. She has headaches, no seizures, and has memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, med list included Lasix 40 milligrams daily, metformin 500 milligrams BID, montelukast 10 milligrams HS, metoprolol 25 milligrams BID, protonix 40 milligrams daily, fluoxetine 10 milligrams daily, potassium 10 milligrams daily, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Brio Ellipta 100 micrograms, one puff daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. This obese, middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress, no palisanos, is clubbing but has mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure 138 by 80, pulse is 64, respiration is 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 305, saturation is 90. HE Indian, non silent people, so reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and visas are scattered bilaterally. No crackles. Heart sounds irregular. Someone has to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflex is a 1+, with no growth, motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one. Is obstructive sleep apnea. Number two is history of asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number three is atrial fibrillation and ASHD. Number four is hypertension. Number five is diabetes mellitus. And number six is CIDP. It's chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy. Next paragraph. Plan the patient. Will continue with CPAP mask nightly at 6 nanometer H2O pressure. Copy of her most recent polysomnogram will be requested. Complete pulmonary function study was ordered. The patient was also advised to lose weight, avoid narcotics and alcohol, have a regular exercise program, and her asthma meds were renewed, and a follow-up will be arranged approximately 6 weeks. think about his constitution. Copy for Andrew Dill, M.D., D-I-L-L, M.D. Thank you, Dr. Sir.